Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that his mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
And it's Hello World, top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, the anointed voice, and welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show. And thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Holder's House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Good morning by Mandisa with Toby Mac. Open the show. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that the spirit of delay and every hindrance is evicted from every area of my life. Release a spirit of acceleration. Flood me with vision. Superimpose your divine plan over my life. Increase my ability to discern. Let me hear accurately and see clearly. Let me set the pace, be the standard of excellence, blaze a trail to do great exploits in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Christ there is no east or west, in him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth.
That was the Martyrs. In Christ there is no east or west. The creative flow. Steve asked for creative graphic designer, 917-294-0771. The Creative Flow is a graphic design and printing company located in Queens, New York, specializing in ministry and business branding, designing logos, flyers, brochures, business cards, and journals, for cover artwork and web flyers. They're located at 138-01 Springfield Boulevard, Springfield Gardens, New York. The Creative Flow has done all of my designing as well as a few of my guests. Contact Steve at 917-294-0771. They do have a national clientele. Job opening, project manager at the New York City Leadership Center. The mission of the New York City Leadership Center is to exponentially increase the leadership effectiveness of ministry and marketplace leaders. For more information, you can visit their website at www.nycleadership.com. The position summary: manage work processes and manage staff in the areas of event management, communications, technology, and expense management, and act as project manager for events and also manage event logistics. This position reports to the director of movement, day, and events. So visit their website at www.nycleadership.com.
I said, you know, one of the most important things to me is that people get to really worship God. For the next few minutes, I know you've been worshiping, but I want to invite his presence to be here, to stay with us and dwell here. And you can stand, you can sit, you just respond to the presence of God. Because when we begin to worship him, he inhabits our praise. The Bible says he inhabits our praise. He sits on our worship. Can't you just feel him in this place tonight? Lift up your hands and just cry out. Say, Holy Spirit, fill this room. Fill this place with your presence, with your glory. We need you. So fill this room. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, kind of glory, sweet perfume. 'Cause we need your presence, we need you. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Sing it with
Holy Spirit, fill this room.
Shekinah of glory, sweet perfume.
And that was Martha Minizzi singing, Holy Spirit, Fill This Room. The next selection, Freedom Train by Sweet Honey and the Rock, will be played in the background as I review the weekly bulletin for Hopeless House Ministries and related announcements. Hopeless House Ministries community includes four primary initiatives. One, Top of the Morning Radio Show. Two, the Healing and Deliverance Crusade Campaign. Three, the Empowerment Zone, which features a blog at hopelesshouseministries.wordpress.com, and the Empowerment Zone, face-to-face with Dr. Faye, a web TV program, which can be viewed at Hopeless House Information Channel on YouTube or on DVTVonline.com, and in Pakistan on Bright Star TV on Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. And the fourth ministry initiative, GoTellIt Communication Consulting, providing churches and ministries with social media strategies, specifically communications plans and content management suggestions. GoTellIt also offers workshop proposal templates and reference letter templates. There is also a GoTellIt blog at drfaymaureen.wordpress.com. We have recently released the daily online news magazine, GoTellIt Daily News Magazine. There are automatic push notification updates for the magazine to my social networking site account. So if you are not following me on social media, here is the information for you to subscribe or to follow me in Hope South Ministries. On Twitter, at Dr. Maureen B. Our two Facebook pages, Top of the Morning Radio Show and Hope South Ministries. On LinkedIn, Faye M. Butler. Google Plus, Hope South Information. And on YouTube, Hope South Information. And Pinterest, Faye Maureen Butler. And on Clout, Dr. Maureen B. Links and information for these ministry initiatives can be found at my official ministry website, www.holdthishouseministries.org, and it's undergoing upgrades even now. Top of the Morning is in syndication. On Sunday morning, you can tune in to, at 8 a.m. Eastern at gospelisgolden.com, and on Tuesday at 6 a.m. at dmggospelradio.com. Monday to Friday at 6 a.m. at thestrongradio.com, and the show can also be accessed at www.spiritoftruthmedia.com. And on Monday to Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. is Inspiration Moments with Dr. Faye Maureen at gospelisgolden.com. Coming soon, the release of Breadcrumbs, original inspirational quotes and motivational thoughts by yours truly. Hopeless House Ministries is a satisfied client and partners with each of the following. Such as Lutheran Photography is a husband and wife team. For more information, like them on Facebook, or visit www.cedriclutheranphotography.com. Design the braids and trade, natural hair care. Contact Marion Council, Georgia at 718-783-9078. Are you looking for an inexpensive yet powerful promotional tool to promote your ministry, business, or product? Contact Roland Pollard Productions, 916-690-3953. The following are related community announcements. Common Worship, the Supper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls, We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue D and Foster in that great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our web address where we take prayer requests is www.urimcogic.org. And the church Twitter account is all uppercase, URIMCOGIC. Our service time, Thursday night, restoring the Watch of the Lord prayer at 6:30 p.m. Empowerment Zone Bible instruction and new members in the Converge class begins at 7 p.m. Our Sunday schedule, Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Worship celebration begins at 10:30 a.m. And our first Sunday is our Celebration Sunday, where we celebrate the Lord's Supper. Third Sunday is our Stir Up the Gift service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. Fourth Sunday is Monthly Family and Friends Day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. And fifth Sunday is our quarterly World Evangelism Day. Saturday night Sunday school, where Illinois' first jurisdiction church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central, dial 1-661-673-8600, access code 170-0455-POUND. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. The featured music guest this month is Mr. Corey Moment, and it's music only you and Christian soldiers. My guest today, Mr. Bruce Van Horn, Reverend Ronald Cooper, and motivation speaker, Laura Brown. This concludes the general announcements. Be governed yourselves accordingly. Father, in the name of Jesus, you commanded us to prophesy, so we want to prophesy to the wind. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy to the east wind that demonstrates your might, power, and miracles and brings judgment to our enemies. Let the east wind of the Lord release winds of favor and promotion. I prophesy to the north wind that brings fire, power, and glory to cleanse the atmosphere and drive away the rains and floods that cause harm. Let the north winds of the Lord release winds of transformation, change, and preparation for things to come. Lord Jesus, we prophesy to the west winds to remove those things that have devoured our time, resources, and wealth. Let the west wind of the Lord release healing and restoration in our lives. I prophesy to the south wind, the soft wind of completion. Lord, let the south wind of the Lord release direction and provision for your purpose and destiny in our lives. Lord Jesus, release rushing, mighty revival winds throughout the earth to expand and enlarge your kingdom and our churches. In Jesus' name, amen.
Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus, and you can smile the rest of the day. I'll sing it just one more time for you. Turn it over to Jesus.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Then young lions do laugh and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his open unto their cries. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that have a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. I've read in your hearing 34 divisions of Psalms, verses 1 through 19. It's that time again, it's tax season. So let JNL Tax Preparation Services assist you serving the greater New York City area. Emmanuel Joseph is the CPA, 1360 Loring Avenue in Brooklyn, 718-227-0200. And we heard from Danny Bell Hall singing Turning Over to Jesus. We are so delighted to have our next guest with us on Top of the Morning Radio Show. She's a dynamic speaker, and I've just been so impressed with what she has done and what she has built. So we're getting ready to go to the phone line, bring Ms. Laura Brown on with the motivation speaker. She empowers women, and it's just really, really exciting to have her with us on Top of the Morning. Top of the morning to you, Ms. Brown. This is Dr. Fay. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing just great, and how about you?
I am doing so fine. You know, I wanted to mention this to you when we first connected, when I connected with your staff, and I saw the words empower and equip. I just started, something happened to me within, because those are the words I often use, empowering and educating and encouraging. So I'm just really glad that we are making this connection right now. So it's really, really a pleasure for me. So can you tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I am a professional motivational speaker, as you mentioned, and I'm also an accountant by trade. I have two businesses, accounting firm, and then the other one is a professional speaking, where we do all the training and the motivating for women and entrepreneurs as well. So I've worked for large ministries, and I've worked in an accounting firm for over about 15 years, and God put it on my heart to start my own business and to show business owners and women the things that they need to know. And so that's basically what I'm doing in this chapter of my life. And within this last year, he has put me up to be more transparent. I am very transparent on what I practice is what I live and preach. All of the same thing. So it's just amazing. The mistakes that I make, I'm just so willing to share with others and tell, because I feel like there is no shame with me at all.
And I get that sense. You know, that's why that was just a delight and a pleasure. So what would you say if you had to maybe pinpoint one thing in your journey, because you said you're in a new chapter, a new season in your life. What's one or two things maybe that you can tell our listening audience about how we can prepare for maybe the next chapter or the next season in our lives?
I would just say the main way to prepare is prayer. You cannot make the journey, the process, without praying. Without praying, you're not going to know where to go. So the number one thing is prayer. And the number two thing is you really have to listen. I've learned that you have to be a good listener. People wonder why now. That sometimes they ask me things and I'm slow to come back with a response. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because it's really that I'm taking the time to listen, and I find that so many people, they're not listening. We're automatically trying to think about what the person's going to say or what they're going to ask and come up with our own conclusion instead of really listening.
Wow. That is excellent advice in terms of prayer and then listening, not just listening to one another, but sometimes we have to be still and listen to what God says. So share with us a little bit, if you will, just a little more about the part you mentioned, your motivational speaking. I know you have the accounting part because, you know, I've been on your website and I see that you do the financial piece. But can you share with us first a little bit about what you offer in terms of workshops for the motivational piece and then, you know, on the financial piece as well?
Yes, for the most motivational piece, what we offer is going to be finding your purpose. It's so important for you to know your purpose here on earth and also to know, does your purpose align up to the word of God and to what God would have you to do? It is so important for people to know what their purpose is. If you're not, I just like to say that you're just a ship out in the ocean just sailing and you don't know where you're going.
So
we offer that. I offer self-empowerment meaning you have to love yourself before you can have any love for anyone else. You have to love yourself. You have to learn to love you and celebrate you and who you are. And you have to realize it took me a while to realize that, you know, yes, I'm different and I'm going to embrace it because I had so many stereotypical things by so many people and I always thought that it was bad. But God made me to be different. He made me for a journey that he's inspiring me to inspire others and take me on. So don't worry about, am I going to be just like Dr. Faye? Am I going to be just like the next person? Don't worry about that. Worry about who you truly are, and you have to love yourself. So self-empowerment. And then we also reach out to the young girls, and we talk to them about teenage pregnancy. We talk about domestic violence. We talk about dating and waiting. So we do a lot of different programs. And the reason, because I get a lot of people say, okay, so why do you do all these programs? I'm not teaching you anything that I have not lived and learned. All these things I have experienced and I have gone through. Society always had a mark against me. You know how it is when you're going to be a teenage mother, not of one child but three children. Then they say, okay, she's not going to be anything. But my grandmother kept saying, you are. And God has made you and ordained you to be someone. And I just kept with that. And see, everyone doesn't have that person in their corner, so I really want to encourage women, and not just young women, but our young girls, because this is our next generation. As I look, there are so many things that are different in our generation to their generation. In the generation that my mother came up, I still say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and those type of things. And I still live by the things that my grandmother has taught me. But as I look at the next generation and I'm thinking, my mind says, these are kids of younger kids mostly. So what morals, what values, and what history are we teaching them?
That is so true. That is so true. I mean, and it sounds really like you providing much-needed service, especially with the transparency piece. Like you mentioned before, that you're very transparent, and you're just really telling them about things that you're going through. And it really does make it more real, and you can connect with people. So what I want to do in the couple minutes we have left, can you share with the audience where they can contact you? They want you to come in and speak or do a motivational workshop or maybe do something on financial literacy. How can an audience reach out to you and find out more about you?
They can find me on my website, which is www.laurabrownn.com. laurabrown.net, and they can also find me on Twitter, which is Laura Brown, and then they can also find me on Facebook, Laura Brown.
Excellent, excellent. So before we say goodbye, would you like to say any more remarks, anything you care to share with our listening audience in terms of the words of hope or encouragement?
Yes. I would like to encourage you, whatever you think that you can't do, take that around and turn it and say, I can do it. And then know that every dream that you live can come true. And don't stop.
Yes.
The key is to not stop. It will not be easy, but you have to keep persevering.
That's a good word. That's certainly a good word on this morning. And we certainly appreciate you for coming, and I thank you for agreeing to come on the show. I know you have a very busy schedule, but this is just very empowering. Like I said, when I first saw you, I saw the word equipping and power. Something really resonated within me, and so I really appreciate us making this connection, and I hope we can connect again. But I do appreciate your time on this morning.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate the opportunity to come and speak.
All right. Take care and be blessed.
You too. Bye-bye.
Laura Brown, motivation speaker, businesswoman, and we thank God for her testimony. Get ready for the Prayer Conference 2014, sponsored by Bishop Frank Anton White, pastor of Zion Cathedral Church of God in Christ and King's Chapel Church of God in Christ. The theme, Ask, Believe, Receive. The date, March 26th through 29, 2014. The location, Zion Cathedral Church of God in Christ, 312 Grant Avenue, Freeport, New York. For more information, call 516-623-9466. Again, for more information, call 516-623-9466. After I Need Thee by Anne McCreary, I will come back with a very short inspirational moment from Vision to Victory, and then we'll interview our other guests.
I need thee, oh, I need thee. I need thee, oh, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Vision to victory, and the vision came to pass. Nehemiah was a cupbearer to the king in the Persian palace. He led the third in last return to Jerusalem after Babylonian exile. His concern for the welfare of Jerusalem prompted him to take action and challenge his countrymen to arise and build the shattered wall of Jerusalem. The book of Nehemiah opens with his discovery of the broken wall. Nehemiah was successful in rebuilding the wall. So how do you go from vision to victory? Let me share with you four steps that promote progression to completion of a vision. The first step, Nehemiah 1 and 4. Nehemiah fasted and prayed. He interceded. Point here is that by fasting and praying, we get synchronized to God's calendar and God's agenda regarding vision. He will order our steps and help us to plan and complete the process. Second step, declare the vision. Make plans. Nehemiah 2 and 18, let us rise and build. after you receive from God, put it to paper and plan. The third step, be prepared for opposition. If you read Nehemiah chapters 4 through 6, you will observe the type of opposition he faced: ridicule, conspiracy, threats, treachery. But use Nehemiah's tactics. Build continuously, little by little, with your spiritual weapons at the ready. Nehemiah 4 and 8. Fight all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. Nehemiah 4 and 18 says, for the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so build it. So the fourth step, don't compromise and come down from doing the great work. Nehemiah 6 and 2, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messages unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease? Well, I leave it and come down to you. So continue on with what God has given you. Nehemiah 6:15 says, so the war was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul, and 50 in 2 days. Verse 16, and it came to pass, that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. So let's review the four steps in vision of victory. Number one, fast and pray. Number two, declare the vision, make plans. Number three, be prepared for opposition. Number four, no compromising on your great efforts. And the vision came to pass, from vision to victory. This has been an inspirational moment with Dr. Faye Maureen. We are so delighted on this morning to have a dynamic preacher of the gospel with us, Reverend Ronald Cooper. We're just so happy to have him to be on the show with us this morning. So we're getting ready to go to the phone to bring him on, and he'll be able to share with us some of the dynamic things God has done in his life. Top of the morning to you, Reverend Cooper. This is Dr. Faye. How are you today?
Dr. Faye, I'm absolutely awesome, and yourself?
I am doing well, sir. You sound like you're just so excited. So, but what I'd like
I
to
am.
Say, I know you are. I know you are. So can you tell the listening audience just a little bit about yourself first?
Yes. I'm Ronald Cooper, Reverend, if you will, brought up in the southern part of the United States, the state of Arkansas. Grew up in a Christian home, but that really didn't take on significant meaning until later in life. I was in college before I finally recognized that I was going in a direction that was opposite of what Jesus Christ in the Bible is all about. So I made an about turn and began following him. He had called me to preach when I was just a teenager, but I just thought that I was wiser, knew more, and wasn't going to do what he asked me to do. And so after coming to him, giving my life, that is, to him, being born again and all of that, then I acknowledged the call to the ministry and began to prepare myself, went to seminary and so forth, and later pastored a church for a number of years, and then branched out into motivational speaking and preaching throughout the nation, and have had some opportunities to do so internationally. And I'm just tremendously appreciative to God for turning my life around, calling me into his precious ministry, and giving me a platform to reach out to people and say to them, regardless to who you are, where you are, what you've been through, what you're going through now, there is a brighter day ahead.
Right, right. So I know you mentioned a few things. So I always ask this of my guests kind of how you got from there to where you are now. So can you just tell our listening audience a little bit about, you said you were a pastor, with the seminary, what would you say was one or two challenges that you faced over your course of your ministry journey?
One or two of the primary challenges that I faced along the way in my journey, including now, and
mm-hmm.
that is to really believe God, take him at his word, be able to move out in faith, if you will, not having all of the answers, but just
mm-hmm.
having enough to know that if God is with me, God is with us, God is with the believer, that even though human nature desires more, because I know I desired to have more information, more knowledge, what's
mm-hmm.
around the corner, and so forth. But it just doesn't quite work that way. And since we are in a battle, if you will, the spiritual versus the natural and all of that, so
mm-hmm.
that would be one of the greatest challenges that I faced over the years in my ministries.
Yes, you know what you said. I think you said such a key point. I think all of us who are believers, that faith walk and having a faith walk, we believe God, we trust God, but there are many times when we don't see what we think is manifestation quick enough. So that certainly is a powerful word, a very strong word. So tell us a little bit about your book. I know you're author, so I'd like to give you some time to tell us a little bit about what you've written.
The book, How to Win in Life in a Greater Way, is completely biblical-based. It grew out of a very unusual, unique prophetic experience. One day I was living in the Midwestern United States, and I
mm-hmm.
went to a major retail store. And as my habit was and is, I speak to everybody. I mean, that's just the way we were raised in the South. And
mm-hmm.
so I spoke to this gentleman, never seen him in my life nor since. But
mm.
in the parting conversation, he said to me, he said, you know, someday you will write a book. Well, I just had enough Christ-likeness in me to smile and thank him, but I didn't believe a word of it. I did not believe a single word of that. I don't know where he got that from, because I never even had the desire in my heart to do anything. But anyway, I tried to dismiss it, only to find out a number of years later, God began to build and expand a platform around America in diverse congregational settings to preach. And I began to preach on a series, and that series was entitled How to Win in Life in a Greater Way. And
mm-hmm.
it all began
mm-hmm.
to come back so crystally clear, this is what this book is supposed to be about. So that's how it came about. And the book itself is a simple Bible-based anointed resource where anyone, regardless to who they are, where they are in life, what they've been through, where they are now, can equip, mold, empower, inspire, and encourage them to go on further in their life.
Wow. Wow. And that's really how it happens for a lot of people, and interviewing a lot of people like I do and speak with many authors and even myself, that's what happens. You're writing and writing and doing something, and then, wow, to wake up one day and have enough of a book. We only have a couple of minutes left, so can you tell the listening audience about where they can purchase the book or if they need to contact you for any motivational speaking engagement?
Yes. www.ronaldacooper.com. www.ronaldacooper.com. All of the information and more about the book, as well as my anointed speaking services and preaching services, you'll find it on my website.
That is so wonderful. You know, it's such an honor and pleasure to really make this connection on this week and then prior to us coming on the air doing this interview. But I really do appreciate you. I appreciate your spirit and how I know you will be an uplift to many people who listen to this interview, those who listen live and those who listen later. But thank you so much, and we will be in touch. Thank you so much for coming on Top of the Morning Radio Show.
You are very, very welcome, and thank you so much for having me, and God's best of everything to you, Dr. Fay, as you continue to move forward the will of the Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Reverend Hooper. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Take care.
You're welcome so much.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And that was Reverend Ronald A. Cooper from Arkansas. You can tell he was so excited, and it's good to have that kind of excitement, and he really, really shared with us. So appreciate Reverend Cooper. We're about to go to our next guest. We hear some minor technical problems, but we were so glad to get this interview in with Mr. Bruce Van Horn.
I'm doing well, Dr. Fay. How are you today?
Thank you so much. I apologize. I had a little connection issue, but that's okay. So glad to have you with us on the show. I know that you're very busy. So can you just share with our listening audience a little bit about your background?
Sure. Let's see. I'm a recently single dad of two amazing boys, 17 and 11 years old. I am I'm a writer. I am a speaker, a life coach. I own a software development company. Let's see, where else do you want to go? I think the biggest thing to say is that I am extremely blessed beyond anything I ever thought I would deserve.
Yes, yes. I've been following you, especially on Google Plus, and I know you're a life coach. Can you share with our audience a little bit about some of the challenges you had in your journey to get you where you are now? And then a little later, I'm going to ask you about, you know, the book about the marathon. But can you share with our audience now just kind of some of the issues and challenges you faced and how you've overcome them?
Oh my goodness, yes. My story really goes all the way back to high school. All I really ever wanted to be in high school was a writer, and so I went to college and, you know, majored in English creative writing and did very well at it, won some nice awards, and really just thought that that was where I was going to be. And then graduated from college, and I think like so many people that get out of college, you've got some pretty immediate needs, and you have to do something mm-hmm. called get a job. And
yes.
So I did, you know. So I got a job. I actually was very fortunate. I got a very nice offer out of college, and it went really well, but it wasn't really quite a fit for me, so I tried to start mm-hmm. my own company. And that lasted about 2 years, and it was a miserable failure because I didn't take some great advice I was given.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wound up filing bankruptcy. In the midst of it all, I got married to a woman that I had known pretty much all my life. We grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
We were really best friends. And while I knew that there were some issues with her, didn't really pay much attention again to a lot of the warning signals, but it turned out she had severe schizophrenia, and we managed through that for going on 30 years.
Wow!
And just within the last, you know, we wound up having two boys, but just as she got older, it became more and more difficult to control. It's a hard illness for everybody, not just for her, but for myself, for my boys. And then just within the last year, it got to the point where the voices that she was hearing made it so that it was no longer safe for her to be in our home. So my boys and I have been through an awful lot together, and our world has been turned upside down, but we've been going through it. When I was, I want to say in my 40s, I'd say probably right about the time I was 40, I really hated my life. I really did. My life wasn't going where I wanted it. I was very stressed out in my marriage, and I was just thinking to myself, you know, this is just not how I want to live the rest of my life. We can talk about the marathon book, and that was part of it. But running marathons, I really believe was God's gift to me, and I do believe in many ways it saved my life. Running gave me a goal, and it gave me an opportunity to focus on something other than how miserable I was, and it gave me something to show me that I really can start to take control back over this life I thought I had no control over. And so from there, I started taking control of the little things. I can't control everything, but there are a lot of things I can control, like the way I think. And I can control what I do with my body. I can make healthier choices. I can train my body. Yes. I can train my mind. And God really gave me as a life verse the whole chapter of Hebrews 12, but specifically, you know, 12:1 says, let us focus, you know, let us set our eyes on Christ Jesus, and let us run the race in such a way to attain the prize.
Amen.
And to really have a goal and something to work for really vitalized my life. And in the process of that, God did start to bring blessings into my life as I started to focus more on Him and not so focused on the day-to-day drama of my life, but focus more on long-range things. That's sort of in a nutshell.
Yes, yes.
Sort of where I'm going.
And as I listen, it's really such a testimony and a message of hope to those who listen to it, because you know we all have challenges in life, but you know, just when you were talking, I was sitting there thinking how you just manage the different, I would say, seasons in your life. So I mean, if you had anything else to add to share with the audience, I certainly want you to tell us about your software company if you want to, and where they can find your book. But if there was something you would say to maybe even new college students, college graduates coming out of school and kind of looking, I guess, to get their life plan or their business plan, what would you say to them?
I think that I would say to them, it's so hard because we do get caught up in the day-to-day, but I would say that think about your life in terms of more than just right now and the immediate gratification or the immediate pain that you're going through. Because the pain, we tend to think that, oh my gosh, this, whatever it is, whether it's a relationship that just ended or I just lost my job, and Satan wants us to get locked in today and not think about tomorrow or not think about the fact that there is a grander plan and that our life is really, our life is a movie or it's a story that we're going through. And whatever it is that's right now isn't what the rest of your life is going to be unless you choose to let it be.
So that's
what I would say. Always have a grander plan. Have something that you're always training for. Training has a very specific purpose, a goal in mind. Some people just go to the gym and they're just working out. They don't really have a plan. There's nothing out there in the future. And we tend to think of life that way. We tend to think, you know, well, I know it's going to be hard, and I know life is going to throw things at me, and I just want to be tough enough to survive whatever comes. That's actually not a really good plan. We're called to train our minds, to transform our minds by the renewing of our minds, and to be thinking more than just the immediate situation and hoping to just be tough enough when the tough times come. We need to have a plan. You know, what are we going to do in these situations? Am I going to fall back on, we fall into so many different things, whether it's drugs or alcohol or, or sexual gratification, and so you need to kind of role play. Well, and it's hard to think of all of them, obviously. I had a daughter who passed away. I never saw that coming. But in the midst of my daughter dying, I had core values that, so I wasn't completely despondent through all
right.
of that. I knew that somehow or another God had a plan for that. And while I don't understand it, he will get us through it.
Amen. Amen. So in the couple of minutes we have left, can you tell the audience how they can find out more about you? I know you've written that book on the marathon, as I've seen it, and you have a software, you said development company. So can you let the listening audience, let them know where they can find out more about that?
Absolutely. The easiest place to find me is brucevanhorn.com, my website. That's where I write pretty much every single day. I write a blog post. I'm actually writing, as people read my daily blog posts right now, that actually is the next book that I'm working on called Life Thoughts. And it really is this what we've just been talking about. How do we, how do we change the way we think to live our lives more intentionally and more passionately? God came to give us life and give it abundantly, but we have to embrace that and we have to engage in the process. And so that's really what I write about. So brucevanhorn.com. If you're on Twitter, everything else is Bruce VH. So I'm Twitter at Bruce VH. I'm Facebook at Bruce VH. LinkedIn, Bruce VH. Or brucevanhorn.com is the easiest way to find me.
Yes, yes. I so appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. You are such an inspiration.
I appreciate you asking me.
I'm a sort of a runner, not quite. I did not finish many, many years ago, but I just get so inspired.
Oh, well, at least
inspired.
You got in.
Yeah, at least I got in. And, I did run a good portion of it, and I'm still a runner, a lifelong, runner, and you're right about having goals in terms of life goals, but you are really a great inspiration to me, and it's an honor for me to have you come on knowing how busy you are, and certainly you're in my prayers, and hopefully we'll get a chance to meet somewhere along the way, and I'll be looking forward to your book when it comes out, Life Thoughts. Thank you so much once again, and best regards for the rest of the season.
Thank you, Dr. Faye. Blessings on you and your ministry, too.
Okay, take care.
All right, thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Hi, this is Dr. Faye Maureen. Promote your ministry or your business right here in this spot. For only $25, we will air your commercial before show. Written ads are welcome. Submit your ad or MP3 voiceover file to Top of the Morning Radio Show at gmail.com. We can record your MP3 for you, but that is not included in the base price. Please inquire. Just send us an email. We do accept general ministry donations, which are tax deductible.
We want to thank our guests for today. Well, we are at the bottom of the hour, and it's time to say goodbye until next Monday. This is Dr. Faye Maureen, the Anointed Voice, signing off as we end the show with Jason Gray singing It's Good to Be Alive. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Promote the 3 G's. God, the gospel, and good of the morning to you.